With the Vermont primaries around the corner in August, many voters are still making up their minds about how and if they will cast their votes for governor and lieutenant governor. A new VPR poll finds that only two candidates for governor had high name recognition. And when it comes to the presidential race, the VPR poll finds that Hillary Clinton may have a tough time winning the last 30% of Senator Bernie Sanders supporters. VPR's Kathleen Masterson has the results of the VPR poll.
This spring, Vermont voters overwhelmingly supported Senator Bernie Sanders in the primary. He garnered 86% of the Democratic vote, with Hillary Clinton winning just 13%. The big question for Vermont Democrats is who will these voters support now that Sanders is off the ticket? VPR's July poll found that just over half those who supported Sanders indicated they would vote for Clinton this fall. Compared to Sanders supporters elsewhere in the nation, that's fewer Vermonters willing to move over to her camp. Here in Vermont, a whopping 30% of Sanders supporters polled indicated they would support someone else. That means a candidate who is not Trump, Clinton, Green Party Jill Stein, or Libertarian Gary Johnson. Rich Clark, the director of the Castleton Polling Institute that conducted this poll, says about one-third of Sanders supporters opting for someone else isn't particularly surprising.
We've seen this year have the highest level of dissatisfaction with candidates. And so the someone else is actually resonates nationally pretty strongly as well.
Some of those respondents told the poll taker they plan to vote for Sanders as a write-in, like Edmund Tomey of Dorset. Tomey is a huge Sanders supporter. He says he's donated more to Sanders than to any other previous presidential candidates combined. He's not sure yet who he'll vote for in the presidential race.
Tough question. I can't vote for Hillary, but I can't vote for Trump. So I think I'm right in Bernie.
Fiona Harris of Waltham, Vermont, also told the pollster she planned to write in Sanders' name.
I got off the phone and I told my husband, you know, this is what I had planned to do. And he goes, well, he says, keep in mind that when you do that, you're actually giving a vote to Donald Trump. And I said, true. So I guess I'm going to end up going for Hillary. It's so hard.
Harris says she would vote for Sanders if she thought he could win, but now she's feeling quite sure she'll vote for Clinton. That's in line with the majority of Sanders supporters polled. 54% said they do plan to vote for Clinton. Andrew Gribben of Montpelier says there's a good deal that he disagrees with the secretary about, but he still plans to vote for her.
She's not an ideal candidate, but she's not completely off the reservation. She's normal, where Trump, I think, would be a disaster. So it's a pretty easy decision for me.
And an admittedly much smaller percentage of Sanders supporters who were polled, just 4%, say they plan to vote for Donald Trump. On the Republican side, 30% of those who say they voted for someone else in the primary now say they'll vote for Trump. With the presidential race still more than 3 months off, many things could change as new information comes to light. But here in Vermont, the state primary is right around the corner on August 9th. Yet of the 7 candidates for governor, only 2 candidates had high levels of name recognition, above 70%, that is. Republican candidate Phil Scott leads the pack with 80% of those polled recognizing his name and solid favorability ratings. Democrat Matt Dunn isn't far behind with 73% name recognition, and half those people viewed him favorably. Democrat Sue Minter rated the highest of all gubernatorial candidates in favorability, but only 63% of those polled recognized her name. Voters are beginning to tune in, yet for many, they simply haven't had enough time to sort out all the candidates.
Well, now I'm trying to think of their names. Peter...
Oh, Galbraith?
Yes, he sounded interesting when I've read about him.
That's Kip Fry of Rutland. He says he usually votes Democrat, but he hasn't been following the governor's race as closely as he'd like. Fry says he also received a mailer from Matt Dunn's campaign that piqued his interest.
He's openly following Bernie's footpath. That attracts me, too.
When it comes to the lieutenant governor's race, voter awareness of the candidates was lower, not surprisingly. House Speaker Shap Smith and Chittenden County Senator David Zuckerman had the highest name recognition at around 59%. Burlington Representative Keisha Rahm had substantially lower recognition at only 16%. But of those who knew her, she ranked very favorably. Pollster Rich Clark says many people polled weren't aware there are state primaries in August, and that people simply aren't focused on the state races right now.
I think, too, we're in a year where the presidential election has taken all the oxygen out of the room, right? People just don't have the energy to go beyond that.
Clark says August is a very awkward time for a primary. Some people are still on summer vacation, and the voting date doesn't coincide with any other occasion, like town meeting day. For VPR News, I'm Kathleen Masterson.
And you can find the full results of the new VPR poll at vpr.net.